Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent. Match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome back to the show. It's Bish and EB, hour number three on a Victory Monday, presented by Chenika Mios, 2024 Top Workplace. Visit careerswithmios.com. Of course, you're listening to us on 106.7 The Fan on Team 980, on 910 The Fan down in Richmond, and you're watching us on the Monumental Sports Network. All presented by Crop Metcalf. We love Crop. It's the official heating and cooling company of the Junks. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just visit CropMetcalf.com to join their team. We'll talk to Chris Russell here in about 20 minutes. But wanted to go around the league for the Junkies Blitz. Of course, Blitz is always brought to you by Offenbachers. You can visit them in Herndon, Rockville, Gainesville, or Annapolis for a huge selection of hot tubs, swim spas, fire pits, pool tables, and outdoor furniture. First of all, a couple of games tonight, doubleheader. All the buys are done. So you got a couple games tonight, Monday Night Football. First one is at 8 o'clock. It's Chicago in Minnesota. And this is big because Minnesota is still in the mix for the NFC North. Since the Lions lost yesterday, we'll get to that game here shortly. But Bears-Vikings, Vikings lay 7, totals 43.5. So this is a big game for the Vikings. They need to keep winning. And then the Falcons are out in Vegas to play the Raiders. Raiders are terrible. They're 2-11. Who knows who's going to play quarterback tonight, because O'Connell was carted off last week. But I guess he's been questionable all week. And if he doesn't play, I'm guessing it's going to be Desmond Ritter.
Are they going to fire Pierce after just 1 year?
We'll see.
That guy.
It's not a good look to go 2-11, but you know, he doesn't have a quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
But this is big for the Falcons, obviously, because they're 6-7. This is a must-win for them because they play a bad team tonight in the Raiders, and then they're going to play another two-win team next week against the Giants. So if the Falcons have any prayers of getting to the playoffs, they have to beat the Raiders to get to 7 wins and then beat the Giants next week to get to 8.
I mean, is doable.
It's very doable.
Definitely doable.
But these are must wins. They've lost 4 straight.
Kirk needs to play better.
Yeah, he's been throwing picks. He's been awful.
The 1-to-1 touchdown interception ratio is not a great look for him.
It's not. So if they lose tonight and lose to the Raiders to fall to 6-8, they're probably done. But if they want to get back into the mix, they got to win tonight. And, of course, they got to beat the Giants next week. All right, so let's kind of go around the league, talked about some of these games. The Chiefs beat the Browns 21-7.
Did Mahomes return after that when he stumbled off? No.
He did not. It doesn't look good. This is a high ankle sprain. So Carson Wentz is going to probably go next week. I mean, he might go for multiple weeks.
Let's go, Carson.
This did not look good for Mahomes. They improved to 13-1. On the flip side, the Browns quarterback situation was dreadful because Jameis Winston threw 3 more picks. He's got 8 picks in his last 3 games, 9 in his last 4, and they benched him They turned the ball over six times. Also in this game, Nick Chubb, who of course came back late this season because of the horrible knee injury last year, broke his foot. So he's going to be out the rest of the year. He's done.
Wow.
But Winston, three picks. The Chiefs get another win, 21-7.
Were they all bad picks?
Well, I'm sure they were. One of them was horrible.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, I'm sure they were. I mean, it's Jameis Winston. That's what he does. He gives the ball to the other team. So 21-7, and the Chiefs improved to 13-1, but we'll see what happens with Mahomes and that injury. Bengals beat the Titans 37-27 to improve to 6-8. This is another bad quarterback situation for the Titans. They're going to have to figure out something for next year. They can't go into next year with Will Levis. He was awful, just like Winston was. He threw three picks. He was 8-for-12 for 89 yards, three picks. Benched him for Mason Rudolph. Mason Rudolph threw a pick right away. And I believe the Titans had six turnovers in this game.
Mm.
The Bengals 37, the Titans 27.
But Rudolph did play better then after, right? Because he did have two touchdowns.
He had a couple touchdowns, but right when he came in the game,
109.
Right when he came in the game, he threw a pick. But they had six turnovers. Levis had three of them. I'm sorry, Will Levis just can't be your guy going forward, even though they drafted him first pick in the second round a couple years ago. For the Bengals, Joe Burrow had three more touchdowns. He's got 36 passing touchdowns and just eight picks. He's
having an unbelievable year. Was he having a screaming match on the sideline with
Zach
Taylor?
I didn't see that.
Hmm.
But they win 37-27 and to improve to 6-8. Ravens beat the Giants 35-24. Mr. Valdez, you owe me $6.
I think it was $5.50.
It was actually $5.56. I was rounding up.
Oh, okay.
I'll take five. It's fine.
Okay. Or we can try and roll it over on the Ravens Steelers game.
Why? What did you guys bet?
I bet my $100 to his $5 on the money line that they would just beat the Giants because they were minus 1,800 on the money line. And they go up pretty quick. I mean, it was just one side. The Giants were just bad. DeVito got a concussion, so they pulled him and they put Tim Boyle in. And
did Lamar have a perfect quarterback rating, or could it be a one or two decimal points higher?
Pretty close.
154.6.
Well, he had more touchdown passes than incompletions.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's pretty good.
That's damn good.
I mean, it's over. The MVP discussion's over, right?
No.
No. Josh Allen is definitely in it.
Wow.
Okay. I think it comes down to Josh Allen and Lamar. Lamar had a great game yesterday.
I think it's a three-horse race between Allen, Lamar, and Saquon.
Saquon's got to be in there, too. You're right. But anyway, Ravens win 35-24 to improve to 9-5, chasing the Steelers. And, of course, the Steelers lost to Philadelphia 27-13. Hurts was really good. You know, all that chatter about Hurts and A.J. Brown not getting along and bitching about the passing game, and A.J. Brown wasn't targeted enough. Well, they went at him really early yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Hurts had one of his best games of the year, 25 for 32, couple of touchdowns, also ran for 45 yards and a tush-push touchdown.
I was barely watching this game. Did Barkley come back after he got a little nicked up? He did.
Yep.
Okay.
What did they say about Barkley's injury? He went into the tent. What was it? Was it a concussion or was it something different? Do you guys know?
I don't know what they said, but it looked like it was like he landed funky after Fitzpatrick hit him. So I don't know if it was concussion related or like maybe like his ankle got rolled up on a little bit.
I thought it was like a foot or something. Yeah.
Okay, so he came back in. He wasn't much of a factor. He had 19 carries for 65 yards, but he didn't have to be because Hurts to Brown and Hurts to Devontae were the game.
I'm sorry, but Tom Brady is so off-putting. I cannot watch these games that he's calling.
Really?
He's that bad. He's stumbling and bumbling all over himself.
I mean, he's very mediocre, I'll say that.
And his voice, he doesn't have a broadcaster voice.
No,
and I know,
you're right.
And I know he's the color guy.
But neither does Tony Romo. He doesn't have a broadcast
but
voice.
It's better than Tom.
Yeah,
Tony Romo does circles around Tom Brady.
You know what else? I'm glad you brought that up because I actually thought that Vilma is fine, but boring.
Yeah, he's boring.
I thought our broadcast, Albert is a pro.
He botched a couple things, too, because he called Kamara out of bounds when it was a clear touchdown.
Yeah, he's a little clueless, but by, you know, I mean, whatever. He's competent, But that's a boring crew. Kenny Albert needs to be paired. He deserves someone better with more energy.
Yeah.
I hated it.
I can't believe Tom Brady's calling a Super Bowl this year.
Well, like, what are they giving him? How much is he making a year?
Like, $30 million.
I don't understand the executive.
$30 million a year.
I think it's $30 or $35 million a year. Then he signed a 10-year deal for $350 or $300 million.
I mean, it's unbelievable what they're paying him.
What executive saw this and said, he's awesome, here's the big sack of money?
I don't know.
They just looked at his name. They didn't know how he was going to be.
I mean,
how did they not do a trial run? And
well, I think they did.
So, well, then I can't believe some executive saw that trial run, because he can only have been worse than what he is now. They saw that trial run. They said, you know what? Let me give you $30 million a year.
Yeah. And they shove him down your throat, because at the end of the 4 o'clock or whatever, he always does that little hit with the guys.
Right.
And it's mediocre. Yeah, just mediocre, man.
Do they do that hit where it looks like he's in studio, but he's not?
Well, I mean, he tell he's at the game.
He did that once before where they hologrammed in.
Yeah, that was pretty cool. Anyway, so the Ravens beat the Giants 35-14. Steelers, of course, lose to the Eagles. And so the Steelers play the Ravens. That's a Saturday game, correct? Ravens.
Saturday, 4 o'clock.
It's Saturday, okay. Eagles are 12-2, and they have two conference losses, all right? So the Detroit Lions have one conference loss. So currently the Lions still have the tiebreaker for the number one overall seed with three games to play. But those games are huge. Lions obviously want the number one seed. The Eagles want the number one seed. That would be huge to get that bye. The Bills beat the Lions 48-42. Josh Allen has just been unbelievable. He's got 25 passing touchdowns and 11 rushing touchdowns. And they roll up 48 on the Lions. They scored 42 last week against the Rams. So they're just scoring a bunch. Now, the Lions' defense is an issue because they lost three guys to season-ending injuries yesterday on the defensive side. Now I believe they have 16 guys on the defensive side of the ball on IR or out for the year.
Hmm.
And Jared Goff threw 5 touchdowns, but they just couldn't stop the Bills. 48-42. James Cook had a great game. 14 carries, 105, 2 touchdowns. St. Brown had 14 catches for 193 yards and a touchdown. Goff threw for almost 500 yards and 5 touchdowns. So if you had Goff or Cook or St. Brown or certainly Allen on your fantasy team in the playoffs yesterday, you did pretty damn good. So now the Bills are 11-3. Of course, I mentioned the Lions are 12-2. Broncos beat the Colts 31-13. Bo Nix threw 3 picks. He did throw 3 touchdowns, but he had 3 picks.
I mean, can we stop with this? Like, he's better than Jaden. Like, does anybody think that?
No, he's not having a better year than Jaden.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say that. He's having a good year, but he's not having a better year.
I think he's fine.
But again, the Denver Broncos are 9-5, so he's been an impactful quarterback. Now he's turning the ball over a lot more than Jaden is.
Mm-hmm.
But they win the game 31-13. Here's another story. Anthony Richardson is just bad. He's probably going to be their guy the rest of the year to see if he can improve, but he was 17-38, threw a couple more picks. He did rush for a touchdown. That's his strength. He can run the ball a little bit, but he just can't pass.
I mean, he's very inexperienced. He's played 1 year in college.
Extremely inexperienced.
Yeah.
I agree. But it seems like he's not getting better passing the ball each week.
Right.
But the Broncos are 9-5, squarely in the mix for a playoff spot and a wild card spot. Patriots lose to the Cardinals 30-17. Kyler Murray did not throw a touchdown. He threw for 224 yards. But they were just much better than New England. Drake May didn't have a great game. He's 19-23. Touchdown and a pick, sacked a couple times. But Arizona needed that game. They improved to 7-7. So when you look at the standings in the NFC, the teams that are kind of chasing Washington, Arizona needed a win. They got one. Seattle lost to Green Bay. Geno Smith suffered a knee injury. Drabby, you got anything on that?
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Is it just me or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
Structurally, they said it looks like it's intact, but they don't know his future for this next weekend against the Vikings.
And they have a huge game against the Vikings. So Sam Howell came in. He did throw a pick, threw a bad pick. So it might be Sam Howell going forward.
I mean, Drab was just trashing Howell. I didn't see it, so I don't, you know.
I mean, he had one of the worst performances in the last 25 years as far as dropbacks. He had five completions and 19 dropbacks and four sacks and negative total yards when you add in the sacks. Yeah. He was absolutely brutal, worse than he was here.
Yeah, he was bad. Last game to talk about quickly, the Buccaneers, they throttled the Chargers 40-17. Mayfield, four touchdowns. He's having a great year. Mike Evans, 9 catches for a 159 and 2 touchdowns. So now the Buccaneers clearly in control of the NFC South. They've won 4 straight. So that was a big win for the Bucs to go to the Chargers and roll up 40. Very impressive. When we come back, Chris Russell, host of the Chris Russell Show, will join us from Team 980. It's a Victory Monday. Presented by Chenegal Mios, 2024 Top Workplace. Visit careerswithmios.com. When we come back, we'll talk to C. Russ.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, it's Mark Schler with the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. The NFL season is in full swing, and I'll be here to break down all the action like no one else can. Follow and listen to the Stinkin' Truth Podcast on your free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.